Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1 to 10. Ephesians 5, 1 to 10. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality, or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For of this you can be sure. No immoral, impure, or greedy person. Such a person is an idolater, has anything, any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, and find out what pleases the Lord. My theme for reflection is spiritual snooze alarms and sacred wake-up calls. Spiritual snooze alarms and sacred wake-up calls. We have all been there, or haven't we? The alarm clock rings. We slap the snooze button, thinking, just 5 more minutes, and next thing we know, we are late. Missed the bus, missed the meeting, missed the moment. Paul's words in Ephesians 5 sound a lot like a divine wake-up call to a church that has been spiritually drowsy. Wake up, O sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Verse 14. God, through Paul, is shaking us awake, not with condemnation, but with purpose. The problem Paul diagnoses in this passage is not simply moral failure. It is spiritual slumber. He is addressing believers who, though called out of darkness, are drifting back toward it. Like people half asleep, they are vulnerable to empty words, moral confusion, and unholy habits. The line between light and dark has started to blur, and Paul says, enough, wake up, live as children of light. The heart of Paul's message is identity. You are beloved children of God, verse 1, not aimless wanderers. You are not just called to believe in Christ, but to be like him, imitating his love, his purity, his truth. It is a radical standard, but it begins not with effort, but with adoption. You are loved. You are chosen. You are sealed with the Spirit. That is your status. Now live like it. Paul calls us to walk in love and walk in light, a lifestyle marked by goodness, righteousness, and truth. But then he does something brilliant. He doesn't just tell us what to do. He warns us what not to do. He contrasts self-giving love with self-indulgent desires, sexual immorality, greed, filthiness of speech, deeds that are not merely inappropriate but idolatrous. Verse 5. These distort love and dim the light, and they are incompatible with life in God's kingdom. In a culture like ours, where boundaries blur and convictions soften, Paul's clarity may feel jarring, but it is needed. He says, let no one deceive you with empty words. Verse 6. The danger is not only immorality, it is theology that makes excuses for it. God's grace is not a license to snooze through life. It is the power to wake up and walk differently. But how? Paul's answer is not try harder, it is imitate God. That might sound daunting, but remember, Imitation flows from relationship. A child mimics their parent not through effort, but through affection and proximity. When we walk closely with God, we begin to reflect His character. As Tim Keller said, the gospel is not just the ABCs of Christianity, but the A to Z. We are not only saved by the gospel, but we live by it every day. Living as children of light means shining in small daily ways, choosing truth over deception, purity over indulgence, gratitude over grumbling. And here is the miracle. When we walk in the light, not only is darkness exposed, it is transformed. Everything that is illuminated becomes a light. Our testimony, our integrity, our joyful resistance to sin, these become beacons for others still trapped in the dark. The message here is clear. The time for passivity is over. It is time to wake up, not to panic, but to purpose. The world needs the light. Christ is shining. Will you rise? There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what areas of your life are you tempted to keep in the shadows, where you know you are hitting spiritual snooze instead of waking up? Number two, are your daily choices and conversations reflecting the light of Christ or blending in with the darkness? Now, our practical exercise. Take 10 minutes of silence today to ask the Holy Spirit to examine your heart. Then choose one way to imitate God today, whether through a word of thanksgiving, an act of purity, or a moment of selfless love. Father God, thank you for loving us as your dearly beloved children. Help us to walk in love as Christ did, to live in the light of your truth, and to resist the temptation to drift into darkness. Wake us up from spiritual slumber, Lord, and shine through us so that others may see you. Let our lives be a fragrant offering to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.